This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, truly, honestly, be involved with the conversation. Right? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot going on, a lot for you to be involved with. And I want you involved. What the heck? Ah, there you go. And I want you involved in the conversation. I want you involved in what's going on. I want you to be part of the solution. Man, you saw what was happening this weekend. It doesn't get any crazier than that. Those poor kids that were accused of all kinds of nasty stuff when they had absolutely, positively nothing to do with it. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But first and foremost, I want to take a minute. And many of you got the day off. Many of you got paid for today. Many of you government workers. Yeah, I know. Okay. I had it going on because you got to, well, some places you might have got to sit by the beach. Not where I'm at. I think it was 52. We live in California. It was 52. Anyway, Martin Luther King Jr. today. We celebrated, actually, his birthday was last week, which is always kind of interesting to me because if you think about it, I don't know about you guys. We moved, the country moved the birthdays, moved these things to a Monday because they were trying to make it easier and less expensive for the country to, for the government to have to shut down the middle of the week and then reopen and that kind of stuff, that kind of crazy stuff. I wrote a piece a while back that somebody commented on and decided to put it back up again, which was all about a life wasted, Dr. Martin Luther King. And not that this, and the problem is the title kind of throws you off, right? It wasn't a wasted life. His life as a whole, he did great things. I'd love to be able to sit next to him today and have him go, well, what the heck are you people doing? I want you to think about this. At 33, he was pressing the case of civil rights with President John Kennedy. At 34, he galvanized the nation with his I Have a Dream speech. And if you haven't heard that in its entirety, you only get to hear bits and pieces. We always complain about what our kids are taught. We only get to hear bits and pieces. Go listen to the whole thing. At 35, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, he really won the prize. You know what I'm saying? Well-deserving. At 39, he was assassinated, but he left a legacy of hope and inspiration that we hear about today, that continues on today. So take the day. I don't know, what have you been, 90, 91 at this point? Right, he fought to help those who felt they had nothing to fight with. When you think about that day, when you talk to people who lived through it, who are old enough, maybe they had grandparents or what have you, those people had no hope. They didn't think they could win this. They had nothing to fight with because they didn't have a whole bunch of white folk helping them out. In the 11 years between 1957 and 1968, King traveled over 6 million. Some of you complain about traveling 6 miles. He traveled over 6 million miles. He spoke over 2,500 times, appearing wherever there was injustice, protest, and action. And meanwhile, he wrote 5 books. God. And a boatload of articles. And in those years, he led a massive protest in Birmingham, Alabama, and caught the attention of the entire world. That was, you know, you got, the whole world got to see what went down. He was arrested over 20 times. And some of you kids don't use that as an excuse, okay? Protesting isn't necessarily an excuse for getting arrested. He was assaulted 4 times. He was awarded 5 honorary degrees. He was named Man of the Year by Time Magazine in 1963. And on an evening on April 4th, 1968, while standing outside the balcony of his motel room in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was to lead a protest march, they were going to line up with the Garbage Workers Union. He was assassinated. And, you know, again, take a minute to think about what he accomplished for real. Don't discount his accomplishments. You know, he got this done. He got all of this done without major fighting. Come on, think about it. He got all of this done without starting riots. We had a lot of those going on in the 60s. You got to give the man credit. You got to have credit where credit's due. And Martin Luther King deserves the credit for peaceful protest, for turning things around, for letting people see truly what was going down. You know, I got to add something to that, right? Did you hear the ages? How many of you guys out there, how many of you people out there know of young ones or younger folks, and not ones that you think can do it, but would have had to drive the perseverance, the energy, the integrity? At 33, he was pressing a case of civil rights. 33 with President Kennedy. He gave that I Have a Dream speech in 34, at 34. He won a Nobel Peace Prize at 35. You know anybody who's got that kind of thing going on? I don't. I really don't. And today, with the heat that comes down sometimes, you have to ask yourself. You know, I ask you guys on a regular basis. Would you be willing to put your life on the line for the, and don't answer yet, but would you be willing to put your life on the line for the freedom of this country? Seriously. It's a question that has to be asked by everybody, because we're getting to the point where the question has to be asked, what are you willing to give up for your freedoms? I'm Joe, senior host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Go far, a lot more coming up. Really, I do mean coming up soon. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I'm going to do all the sexist music I possibly can. Although, what is this, legs? What? This is Sharp Dressed Man? What do I know? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody's had a busier weekend than I have, and we'll probably get to hear a lot about it. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of help us kick off the week and get these news stories from the weekends under control. Although I don't think we can get them under control, because the left won't let us get them under control, will they? How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. I'm waiting for you to pop. You know, you realize, right? I mean...
Can you hear it in my voice?
I can hear it in your voice. But you, with everything that went on this weekend, and those poor, let's start off with the poor boys from the Catholic school that got accused of all kinds of things. right? And you're looking at this and you're going, okay, now we have proof. We can see it. It didn't go down the way they said it was, the way the news sources said it went down. And still we got bupkis. No apologies. No, maybe it's not quite that way, have we?
No, and literally just before I came on with you, there was a news story out by NBC News, that said these kids, you know, there's threats happening at the school, there's going to be extra police presence there, there's supposed to be protests at their school, and they repeated the lies of Nathan Phillips, who was the Native American who flat out, straight up lied about the incident that occurred. Lied. And they repeated his gosh darn lies as if they were fact, even though it's been completely debunked. This is a news station.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted. I am absolutely, unbelievably disgusted at the people who piled on these kids before finding out the whole story. Have we not, as a society, learned our lesson from doing that when we've had police shootings or other incidents where it's just a small snippet, and then, oh, you see the big picture and you find out what really went on? Well, guess what? They did that to these young teenage boys solely because they were white and they had MAGA hats on. And the black Israelites who were attacking them did it on purpose, and they're the ones who instigated Nathan Phillips and his posse to go over and harass these kids too. It's disgusting. And then the left piled on, and then the media piled on, and some on the right, like that scumbag Bill Kristol, piled on. It's absolutely abhorrent inciting violence to these kids.
Is he ever going to retire, Bill Kristol? I mean, he already took one publication down. Why let him on anything else? You know, that would be my question anyhow. You know what I'm saying?
In my mind, he's already retired.
Yeah.
He's useless.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, I really do agree. I mean, again, he was one of those people, nasty people that was that was coming on and trying to get people to hate Trump as much as he did. He's going to do everything good. You know, he's talking about running somebody against Trump. But I'm going, dude, just go run your paper. Why don't you learn how to keep your paper running first? What do you think? It's just a thought. I don't know. Anyhow. So
it's been horrifying what these people have done to these kids. It's been absolutely horrifying. And even when the story has come out, and it came out that night. The truth came out the same night. People were going mental about it, and they were still repeating it the next day. Still repeating it the next day. That half-wit Alyssa Milano said the bigger picture hitter is these kids were at a rally to take away women's rights because they're against the women's rights to choose her body, her choice. This is the same moron who is for gun control and wants to take an actual women's right away from her to choose to protect her body by practicing a fundamental human right.
Well, tell me, you know, I always get the biggest kick out of it, and I get a little bit of heat for it when I say, look, reproductive health is not stopping the reproductive system from what it's supposed to be doing. Let's just call it what it is and stop playing these games. We're not trying to take any rights away from the women. You play that game to try to get guys to crawl into a corner and not do anything, if you would, you know, just back down and be quiet. We can't let them
abortion isn't a right. Let's just get that straight right here. Abortion is not a right. It was a lawsuit. It was a Supreme Court case. It is listed nowhere in the Bill of Rights that you can end the future human of the life of a future human. It's not listed in there anywhere.
I don't know. It's got to be there somewhere.
They want to make it a right.
It's got to be there somewhere, doesn't it?
I always ask them to show me. They never can. These same people that want to make abortion a right because they say it's a women's right are the same people who want to take women's right to protect themselves and their family with a firearm, which is a protected right by the Second Amendment, which is actually in the Bill of Rights.
You know, you can't.
That's how ridiculous they are.
I know. And I was watching them this weekend. I was watching them out with their signs. You know, about giving them their rights, giving them as many rights, you know, and I know this one sends you to the roof, you know. Women should have as many rights as gun owners have. Like, hello? Really? Seriously? Who's teaching you this stuff? Why are you swallowing this stuff so easily?
The left is teaching them this, and they are dumbed down, brainwashed, and they don't bother to verify on their own whether these things are true or not. They are handed down facts that are absolute lies and can be easily disproven. They're lazy. They don't bother to actually say, wait a minute, you know, let me see if this is actually true. You know, I've said it on this show plenty of times. I say it to people all the time. Don't believe me. Verify what I'm saying. I always provide factual evidence, but go look elsewhere too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to believe me. Look elsewhere. Always verify everything.
Oh, I'm on board with you. I think you're exactly on with that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's just another example of what we saw this weekend with these poor Covington kids that no one in the media, these are the people who are supposed to be journalists, quote unquote. They aren't doing their job.
They may have to redefine the meaning of journalist, right? I mean, sir,
I told Dan Rather he should take it off his Twitter bio.
Oh, God.
He still has it listed on there, and he still has these tweets up about these kids, even though the whole story's come out now.
Well, what's really funny about all this, too, is that isn't he the one who kind of was the father of fake news? Wasn't it him? Remember the George Bush piece?
Oh, yeah, and he had to leave after that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he comes out, Weibo, we got it, we got the hot one, this is on fire, man, it's going to take him down, and you find out it's all false, and never really apologize for all that. I mean, he's made comment that news sources, news teams need to try harder, that they get the information right, but that's about the extent of it for him. He took no responsibility.
So, you know what, Dan Rather was the original BuzzFeed.
True. That's, and BuzzFeed. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I mean, I don't know how you can not talk about that. I mean, and these guys, and today, they're still going on with it. Now, instead of it being a blockbuster report, now it's if this is true. What do you mean, if it's true? Well, the reason they're saying if it's true is you already know this.
Because they know it's not.
Well, Mr. Goofy Eyes is coming out from Congress, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? He's coming out. I mean,
yeah.
Really, not a guy that you want to meet up in an alley at night, really. The eyes would scare you alone. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly and I, proper English, we'll be back right after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week 5. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
I'm 63 years old. I was 12 years old when he got assassinated. So I've been around these parades and birthdays. Today will have been Dr. King's 90th birthday, and everybody should be proud of the things that he did. He was a great man, great leader, and we have came a long way with him.
Wall Street closed for the holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We're going to have to get rid of this song, too, now. I want to be a man like you. No, maybe we'll have to change it.
Is that what that song is?
Yeah, either that or we'll have to be, we'll have to change it to I want to be a cis gen like you or something like that. I don't know. I mean,
that is not a word.
All right, before you beat me up, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, with being beat up in the background here by Kimberly Moran. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time with us. You can find us live up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and as soon as you get the chat room working, you can be discussing with each other. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate the time that she spends here on the air with us, and we try to wrap up the stories or make sense. Not that you can. I think you need about 6 hours to make sense of the stupid stuff that comes out over the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, anyway, let's, you know, back to the story of the, excuse me, the Native Indian chief. What, I don't even know. What was he? Did he even say what he was?
He calls himself an elder.
An elder. There you go. Yeah, I'm an elder, too, in my family, because I'm old. But that's beside the point. Anyway, no, I saw it. I saw it from several different angles. And my take on the whole thing, frankly, when it's all said and done, is the elder invaded the space of the young kids. You know,
of course he did.
Yeah, and they had been. I don't know how much this you followed, but I mean, they had been egged on for quite some time by another group there. Those kids showed great restraint in not doing something I would have done. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
The only respectful, responsible adults in that whole situation were those kids.
Yep, I agree.
You had the black Israelites screaming profanities at them, homophobic slurs, racial slurs, and then you have this old Native American coming up and banging a drum in one of this kid's face. But the worst part of all of this isn't that these adults harassed and targeted these kids. It's that this guy lied about it afterwards.
Yep.
And just incited the nut jobs on Twitter and social media to go after these kids.
No.
And I'm telling you,
you can't call them nut jobs. They're mentally challenged, okay?
No, these people are nut jobs. Kathy Griffin is brain cell challenged. They they went after these kids and their families. They even doxed a kid thinking it was that Nicholas Sandman. They were harassing his family, his family's business. It wasn't even the right kid.
Well, explain.
That's what these people
for
do.
Some people who may not be as savvy as you are. What the heck is doxed? Isn't that what you do to the boat in the wintertime?
No, it's when they release in the social media, and which is against the terms of service, by the way, for Twitter. They release
only for
private
love.
Information like names, address, whatever, because they want someone to go to your house. They want someone to do something to you.
Yeah.
So they try to destroy your where you go to school. They try to destroy if you have a job. They try to destroy everything about how your life because they don't like something you did.
I know it's
or said.
It is sadly amazing. It's not just amazing. It's sadly amazing to think. And you know they want to teach the kids to have a voice of their own. They want to teach them to go out there and some of them will say, I want them to protest for things they believe is right. But I guess only the left can do that. As far as the right, if it tries to do it, it's wrong to begin with, so it shouldn't be doing anything like this, right? Correct? Stop using right
these
now.
These are especially to kids.
You know.
No, they should never do anything like that. You know what? It's okay to disagree with someone. It's okay to be actively angry with someone. But to do doxing something like this?
Yeah.
I mean, these kids weren't even anywhere in the spotlight. They're not public figures. They're not in the spotlight. They didn't put themselves out there. These guy, this Phillips guy lied about them, and he put a false video out there.
Right.
They didn't do it.
Yeah.
They thought it was over and done with when they left.
Yeah. The length that they'll go to put forth whatever story they believe to be truth is always amazing to me. We're going to talk more about that as the night goes on. But, all right, so you're up in New Hampshire. You're doing all kinds of things. They had the Women's March out there. Well, they had the Women's March everywhere. But the more and more I looked into it, it really wasn't a women's rights. I mean, let's just be honest about it. It was an anti-Trump march, okay? And when you talk about women's rights, the only rights they really care about is reproductive. That's it. They want you to have the right to get an abortion anytime you want. Look at some of the signs they had out.
Okay, wait.
On demand,
I gotta stop
anytime,
you.
Without remorse, without
That is true, but let me just tell you, there is no such thing as reproductive rights. My uterus and ovaries don't have separate rights from me as a human. Okay? That's just,
yes,
can we get that out of the way?
Yeah,
because
yes.
That drives me insane.
I am not going to argue with you.
I reported on the Women's March in New Hampshire. I was a little disappointed because it was very small compared to previous years, and I don't know if it was because of the racism or anti-Semitism or bigotry of the bigger national movement. Supposedly the New Hampshire movement organization isn't associated with them, and they actually, you know, at the very beginning said, we do not agree with any of that. We are not, that's not us. But multiple left-wing organizations sponsored it in New Hampshire, and there were still only around 200 people there. That's it.
Wow.
And we had our New Hampshire delegation, most of them, coming to speak. So it was kind of interesting. And not one thing they actually talked about is an actual right. They want free stuff. They want justice for animals, justice for the environment. Of course, they don't want justice for unborn babies. They believe abortion is health care. And they actually push against women's rights by pushing for gun control and infringing upon the Second Amendment.
You know,
and they push against due process because they're pushing red flag laws, too. So they're not for rights at all. And they're for actually infringing and taking away rights from women. Period. That's what it's all about with these people.
Oh, listen, the one that makes me nuts, I know I'm going to get a hold. Don't animal lovers, keep your cards and letters at home, all right? I see that commercial, like right now, you get all the animals shivering in cages, and we have to help these animals, we have to send money, we have to do the same thing at Christmas time. Many animals are going to spend their Christmases alone. I wish somebody would put together, there are 2.4 million kids in this country that are homeless, that are sleeping under bridges, you know what I'm saying? They actually have no physical shelter to be in. And whenever I see that, forgive me, not that I hate animals, where's the one for the kids?
Okay, so there's already probably billions of dollars that's taxpayer dollars, and then donations that is used for homeless children. So that's I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one, because I actually like animals and dogs better than humans. But there's no government program to help rescue dogs. I have been involved with rescues, so I got to disagree with you on that one.
My wife won't buy a dog. Won't get a dog that comes from a non-rescue place, apparently. I guess it's illegal. She only goes to rescue these things. So,
yeah.
So you guys are on the same. But I guess it's just one of those irritants. I know there's billions of dollars there. Even with the billions of dollars, we still have 2.4 million kids. And I mean kids. I'm not talking about MS-13, 30-year-olds. I'm talking about
I know what you're talking about. I know what you mean. And that is an issue. And part of that are policies that have been put into place that actually hurt people, as opposed to helping them be independent, as we both know.
So I got all excited. I started to tell this story, but I went off track here. But I got all excited because I heard through the grapevine that Stormy Daniels, for once, was on our side of an issue. I don't know if you heard about
what?
This. She's in favor of a wall. That she really was excited about, hearing that there was a lot of discussion about the wall. The only problem is she wants it a different place than we do. She wants it around the Catholic high school in Kentucky.
Ugh.
Where those kids were from.
I figured she'd want a wall so she could do another porn movie on it.
Oh, thank you for that. Appreciate that very much. No, but seriously, I'm amazed. So I saw this thing go by my Twitter feed. I said, come on. She's too busy trying to get money back from the other guy. And I went and started reading. I went, okay, there you go. And she doesn't, she doesn't stop there either. When you think of all the crap that's been going down, why do these people even get involved in these things? Who cares about what these celebrities think about any of this garbage and crap? You know what I mean? We give them way too much time.
Okay, so this is part of our cultural problem in this country. Too many people think these celebrities are anything but actors doing a job. And
they lie for a living.
Oh, my God, exactly. They pretend. They're truly fake news for a living.
Yeah.
They fake. They do fake things. They pretend. They play act. And it's great that they do it, because it's entertainment for the rest of us, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's as far as it goes. I mean,
we got to go for a quick break. That's right. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Kimberly Marin, not going anywhere. She'll be with us after the break. We'll be right back.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
I can't even tell you the vision going through my head. Joe Messina. No, nobody wants to know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a, you know, I got to tell you something. I went to a lunch meeting today. And I don't know this person. And hopefully we'll get to know her a little better as the days go on. But so I'm in a meeting with her. And we're talking about some new videos we might be doing. Things we might be doing for the show. And I brought her a copy of my book, and I haven't, you know, I always put it face down so I have a chance to talk to somebody before I hand it to them, because I don't know, maybe I don't know where they're coming from or what have you. So, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Get the book. It's on my website. It's on Amazon. I flip it over, and I thought she was going to lose it. You know? Well, I think she was laughing because in the picture, I'm very thin. Right? You're laughing too. Yeah, there you go. Except for my head. Fatter than my belly in the picture. Although I'm sure that has some kind of hidden meaning behind it. But we'll find out soon. Kimberly Moran joins me, and she does every week to try to make sense of all the really, 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 really extremely dumb stuff we hear over the weekends. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, again, back to what's going on. Not just, I want to get away from the what's going on with the kids in the Catholic school now, and I'm going to move on to these marches. And the thing that bothers me the most is they beat up on these young women that might be conservative, come from a conservative home. You heard, who was it? Is it Gabbert or the legislator from Hawaii that is talking about
Tulsi Gabbard?
Is it got a T at the end of her name or D?
Tulsi Gabbard. Okay. Something like that.
So she comes out, and apparently they found something. They find something she said, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago or 8 years ago, whatever it was, in her past, about not being on board with gay marriage, not being on board with same-sex marriage. And so now they're ripping her apart for having that mindset. She said, look, I have changed. You know how I have changed. And that is because I came from a conservative Republican home who had a different set of values. And until I got out on my own and saw the real world, you know, I had an evolution, if you would. And they're still tearing her up. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, didn't Billy Bob Clinton and Mrs. Clinton and Obama and Joe Biden, didn't they all take the pill and have a change of heart, too?
Yep.
But, you know, if they don't like you, look, she's on their team. I want you to think about that. She's on their team, and they don't like you.
I actually like her. Mm-hmm. I know I don't agree with her on a whole bunch of stuff, but she's not a rabid left-winger.
No, she's not. I've heard her talk. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard hearing her speak, I like a lot of the things she says. And even if I don't like something she says, she's not rabid about it. And that's why the left doesn't like her, because she's probably more closely aligned to a JFK, true moderate Democrat, not one of these hardcore left-wing psychos.
A real
Democrat.
An honest, no, but I mean, even the term liberal, when you look at old-day politics with the Democrats, it's not a bad term in the way they used it then. Today, it's out of control, off the charts, when they're embracing Ocasio-Cortez, I want to get it right so they don't make fun of me, and when they're embracing people like that and saying, look, you know, she's just learning to find her. No, she knows who she is. She has found herself, and she's perfectly comfortable with this message, isn't she?
Well, and they all are comfortable and embrace it as well. You know, she's like the female version of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, somebody just sent me this. It's
only even dumber.
Pretty disgusting. God. Apparently an SNL writer, did you see this?
What did she do? She did something. I saw that.
Out of the DC Chronicle. She's offered oral sex to anybody who will punch, what's the fellow's name in the face? Covington.
The kid.
Right, in the face.
The Covington kid. I don't even like saying his name because I don't want people to even hear it.
Well, you're right. That's probably a good way to do it, you know. And I look at that and I just go, come on, guys. Are you serious about this?
Tell me you don't hear that, people, listeners out there. Tell me you don't hear that an adult, grown adult, from a professional who writes for a mainstream show, Saturday Night Live. Tell me you don't think she's psychotically out of her mind and needs to be institutionalized by offering fellatio if someone punches a minor for lies that some old Native American told. Tell me you don't think that woman should be institutionalized.
Well, there, you know what? And she's ones, I'll go along with it. She has guns, take them away. come on. Some of these people are so rabid, so nasty, so, and they call us hateful, which I always find it very interesting. So, but they're so hateful.
No one is as hateful as the left. No one.
No, they go from zero to true, solid, out and out hate in no time whatsoever. It's just amazing. You know,
it's actually horrifying. And, you know, you and I can take it, right? We can deal with it because we intentionally put ourselves out there. We intentionally say stuff that to rabble rouse people. That's fine. Right. We put ourselves out there. We're willing to fight back. We laugh about the nasty, horrifying insults that we get on a regular basis. However, these are kids. that we're just at a march. You should be happy these kids are at a march for something good, even if you're against pro-life. They're not out doing drugs or addicted to opioids. They're good kids doing something good, and they were harassed by left-wing psychotic freaks who then, and you know, incited all the left-wing freaks to come out. Can't tell me you can't think that the left is, there's something wrong with them for doing this.
They used to have a name for
kids.
This stuff, and I don't know what it is, but remember you could gin up a crowd by, you know, getting them all riled. You know, salespeople do it, or sales managers can rile up big crowds, right, over sales and what have you. They use certain techniques. They do the same thing when it comes to this stuff. They get these crowds all ginned up, and they get them, you know, who wants this, okay, and this is what they're doing to you. Are we going to let them do that to you? No, it's craziness. And
mob mentality is a really, really bad thing.
Right. Well,
that's the problem, because you know what happens when somebody starts doing something bad in this big mob, others follow suit. The French Revolution is kind of an example, and it wasn't in a good way. But that's that mentality that takes over, and so they're all just patting each other on the back, hurting people, now hurting children, hatred for
that.
Trump.
Yep.
Their hatred for Trump and Trump supporters.
Yep. You already know they don't really care about any of that. That's the sad part about it. They really don't care who they're hurting and how.
Nope.
It's just really irritating. So I was watching the crowds from this weekend's, March for Life. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm careful because I don't want to give the other side any kind of credit. But so I'm watching the March for Life marches across the country with the big one in D.C. And it was, how much coverage did that get? How much coverage did you see?
None.
Yeah. Virtually none. And when you see the time lapse cameras, when you see how many people were there? It was a little over 600,000 is kind of what they're estimating. But when you watch that crowd walk down the street, when you watch what was going on and the speeches given, you can't discount it. You just can't ignore the fact that these, and I love to see how many young kids. Did you look at all and see how many young kids there were in these marches and these events?
There was lots of young kids. When I went to the women's march, there were pro-life feminists at the women's march. They weren't invited. They were on the sidewalk protesting, so to speak, but they were young. It was great. It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter what side you're on, but to see young kids involved in something good is always a good thing.
But even what you just said, look at how asinine that is. It's a women's march for women's rights, except if the woman wants to have her right to have a baby.
Yeah, that's forbidden. I'm right? telling you, the left, number one, the thing that left-wing women, anyway, care the most about of anything in the world is killing future human women in the womb.
Oh,
it really is.
And again, I watched those signs that were so sickening, and they're not even what the original, you know, I wasn't going to go down this road with you, but if you think about it, it's not the original ruling by the Supreme Court. Roe versus Wade wasn't, you know, on demand any time without excuse, and the government paid for it. That was not. Matter of fact, the trimester was specifically prohibited unless the life of the mother was in danger.
Right. No, and they don't get this. What they don't really understand and they don't seem to grasp is even if Roe v. Wade was to go away, the states still have the right to make their own laws. The states do that today, but it's not because of Roe v. Wade. They always had the right to make their own laws on abortion. It's just that Roe v. Wade made it so they had to allow it.
Well, you know,
they don't.
You got to do not you in particular, but the general, you have to go out and do their homework and find out. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was against that ruling. I don't know if you know that. She wrote a piece about that back then, and she basically said, and sum it up because we don't have a whole bunch of time, look, this was wrong because when you force something on people, they will fight it forever. We were gaining acceptance. More and more states were okay with it, and the general populace was going to be okay with it. And now you've really just lit the fire under it. Anyhow, Kimberly, how do they find you?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, next hour, two things we're going to deal with. One, yes, a judge goes off on election officials over voter fraud. And then number two is Gary Quash is going to join us. We're going to talk about the dangers. Yes, the dangers are dope. I'm doing it again because you're not getting it. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host.